USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The vice president saying President Trump is calling on Turkey now to stop its invasion of northern Syria. Mike Pence telling reporters
to implement an immediate ceasefire and to begin to negotiate with Kurdish forces in Syria to bring an end to the violence.
Pence also announcing that he's heading to Turkey to further discuss the situation in Syria. Turkey's military having moved into northern Syria after President Trump decided to pull U.S. troops out of that region. 12 presidential candidates will face off tonight in the latest Democratic debate, this one airing live from Ohio on CNN. The San Francisco Bay Area rattled by an earthquake last night. Initial reports are it was a magnitude 4.5, centered about 19 miles northeast of Oakland. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A former police officer in Fort Worth now in custody for the murder of a black woman in her home over the weekend. 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson was playing video games with her nephew when a neighbor saw that their house door was open, so he called police to do a welfare check. The white police officer walked in and fired a shot, killing the woman. Fort Worth Police Sergeant Chris Daniels says,
the Fort Worth Police Department would again like to express our deepest condolences to Ms. Jefferson's family. We understand that this is a tough and tragic event, not only for her family, but for the community.
The 34-year-old officer, Aaron Dean, resigned yesterday and then was arrested. A child is dead after being left in a hot car in Tampa, Florida. The one-year-old girl found unresponsive yesterday. They say that she was accidentally left in the back of a van for most of that day. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A threatened strike by Chicago teachers would test a strategy employed by a growing number of urban teachers convinced that transforming the contract talks into discussions about class sizes and student services will win public support and can be a difference maker at the bargaining table. Unions in left-leaning cities, including Los Angeles, have made a renewed push to use this strategy, strengthened by public support for teachers and their unions amid 2018 walkouts and protests in conservative states. Chicago's last teacher strike was in 2012. It's also been cited as an early inspiration by other unions around the country. Now Chicago teachers are returning to that strategy, aiming to get enforceable school district commitments on smaller class sizes and hiring more support staff. Without those and other commitments, they could begin a strike this Thursday, which would affect over 400,000 students. Joe Biden is facing persistent allegations of wrongdoing overseas that could undermine his argument that he's best positioned to defeat the president. Bernie Sanders is recovering from a heart attack that raised questions about his ability to withstand the vigor of a presidential campaign. And Elizabeth Warren is now fending off new scrutiny of her own biography. A dozen Democratic presidential candidates will be meeting for the most crowded presidential debate in modern history. But it's three leading candidates, Biden, Sanders, and Warren, who face the most intense spotlight that could expose glaring liabilities in their quest for the White House. The debate marks the first time all three candidates will meet since the House moved forward with the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.